All right. I'm back sooner than expected. It is April 12th, 2022. I put out a video blog regarding the New York City Brooklyn subway shooting. Unfortunately, when I record above 15 minutes, I cannot upload it onto Spotify. So if you guys are listening on Spotify and would like to see the earlier video that I made, you have to check out my Substack, and by now you guys know where to find me. Alright, so there's a bit of an update here. Let me record my screen, because I'm doing the audio and video at the same time. And, you know, it's like chewing gum and walking. We're getting permissions. I have to do all this fancy stuff. Here we go. Alright, I'm back. It turns out that they found the perpetrator. It is April 12, 2022, and police have updated a person of interest. So here I'm recording the screen. Police identify Frank James as the person of interest in the subway shooting in New York earlier today. Again, if you guys are listening to the audio, you want to catch the earlier video that I made. It's posted on Substack. So Mr. Frank James is the person of interest. He looks like he could be in his 50s, I would say. Let's go back to the details on Channel 7 as to what he did. He's obviously mentally ill. The suspect was seen mumbling to himself before donning the gas mask and removing a canister from a bag before the subway car began to fill with smoke. Then he opened fire. So let's see what the update has to say about that. ABC New York, Eyewitness News, let's play it. They're playing a fucking commercial? Really? Updated 2 minutes ago. What's this all about, people? I don't want to see no commercials.
Today, taking a step towards the unimaginable. The NYPD not labeling this terrorism for now, but make no mistake, this
isn't that interesting?
An act of terror. A man getting on a Manhattan-bound train in Brooklyn, putting on a gas mask, opening perhaps two smoke canisters, and then, with visibility limited, started firing. Cops now looking for a short man, apparently with a very short fuse as well, and they want to find him. 16 people hurt, 10 people shot, 5 in critical but stable condition, and if his gun hadn't jammed, you can just imagine. And just coming in a short time ago, this picture of the shooter's bag recovered at the scene. Inside, commercial-grade fireworks and more smoke canisters. And we have some other breaking news, too, about this. NYPD now on the scene in Gravesend, surrounding a U-Haul van, which they believe may be connected to the shooter. We have several eyewitnesses reported on this terrifying and perhaps life-changing story that could affect the lives of so many people in New York and the tri-state, and how they now view riding the rails. We begin with eyewitnesses reporter N.J. Burkett. He's live in
Sunset. I think this guy's a patsy.
Nope. Bill, an emotionally disturbed man with a lot of firepower. That is the profile of the gunman.
Yep.
He's beginning to emerge tonight.
This guy's a patsy.
He's seen by witnesses mumbling to himself on the train in the moments before the attack, a mass shooting on a moving subway car. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
These people
the left behind a series of clues.
Seemed awfully calm.
Spent shell casings, 3 high capacity
considering
ammunition magazines, and his 9mm handgun. And a bag full of what are believed to be commercial grade fireworks.
I mean, like, I don't get it. Why would he leave that in recent city history behind?
As the smoke-filled train rolled into the 36th Street station, it was pandemonium. Terrified riders ran for their lives. Others staggered from the subway car with bullet wounds and collapsed on the platform where they lay bleeding. The gunman escaped through the smoke and screams. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
Just before 8:24 this morning, as a Manhattan-bound N train waited to enter the 36th Street station, an individual on that train donned what appeared to be a gas mask. He then took a canister out of his bag and opened it. The train at that time began to fill with smoke. He then opened fire, striking multiple people on the subway and in the platform.
More than 24 people were injured, 10 of them suffering gunshot wounds. But untold numbers of riders may have been spared because a suspect's gun apparently jammed. The motive was not known.
And I'm going to say this really quick. I'm going to pause this so we don't lose the audio. But they say that this is rush hour. This is not rush hour. This is not normal New York City rush hour. That train is horrendously empty compared to what rush hour used to be before Corona. Which is just something that I want to point out. That car is about a third full compared to what it used to be prior to the lockdowns here. Could it have been worse? Had there been more people on the train? You know, that's tough to say, because perhaps if there were more people on the train, there might have been more people willing to take this guy down. From what I see here, a lot of the riders just don't look like the fighter type. Sorry, I just have to call it for what I see it. And most of these people, they're not going to scrap. They're going to run, and they're going to put the heads down, and that's basically it. But I just wanted to make note of that yeah, these subway cars, they call it rush hour. Listen, New York City is a fraction. So this is like 25% to 30% capacity. This is nothing compared to what it used to be. Even just seeing the traffic on the streets, it's a ghost town here. And I just had to note that, because when they say rush hour, it's like, this is when the rest of the world sees this footage. I just want you guys to know that this is a fraction compared to what we were used to, and people used to be packed in like sardines in the subways. I mean, packed where you couldn't even move, you couldn't even sit down. Maybe, like I said, maybe if these subways were more packed, this guy would have had less damage. You know, somebody would have been closer. There would have been more quote-unquote old-school New Yorkers to take this dude out. Seriously. All right, let me continue here. We have about a minute and a half left.
Officials did not immediately declare it an act of terrorism.
Which is weird.
The people of the entire state of New York.
Fuck this bitch.
Stand with the people of this city, this community, and we say no more.
Fuck
no
you, Hocho.
No more mass shootings. No more disrupting lives. No more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers.
Bitch, you've been creating heartbreak for people ever since you took Cuomo's seat. These fucking hypocrites. Fuck you, Hochul. Fuck you.
Complicating the investigation, sources say, is the fact that vital surveillance cameras from inside the station were not functional at the time of the shooting.
Very convenient.
That despite the MTA's multi-million-dollar program to upgrade the system. Huh. Mayor Adams, recovering from COVID-19, spoke.
His ass isn't recovering from jack shit. He tested positive. And again, this is more of the psyop. I see people today posting online that their water tested positive and this tested positive. Their fucking bottled water, the tap water. Listen, this guy tested fucking positive. He was out hobnobbing, partying. He had a scratchy fucking throat. Now he's recovering from COVID. These people are so dramatic. And again, let's just be wise here. A positive test doesn't mean jack shit. All it means is that you have a fucking positive test. Now let's see what this asshole has to say remotely from home about the shooting, dickhead.
From Gracie Mansion.
We're going to hold the day tour of the transit police officers to double the number of officers that are traditionally patrolling the system.
What happened to defunding the police? What happened to defunding the police, huh? Oh, that was your predecessor de Blasio, excuse me. Fucking ridiculous.
The mayor trying to reassure the city, many people who may be concerned about riding the city's transit system. Every conceivable law enforcement resource is being brought to bear on this investigation. Yes, there are now a number of clues, and police are closing in on a suspect tonight.
All right, so they found the guy. Apparently, Eyewitness News didn't keep up with the fact that this dude was caught. I just showed you. In the video, what his name was, showed you a pic. He looks like he's mentally ill. I think he's a fucking patsy. We'll see what happens again in the days ahead and the weeks ahead. I don't understand why they haven't caught the guy yet. He leaves behind his fucking credit card and a bag full of fireworks. Doesn't make any kind of sense here. But again, the show must go on, and that's basically it. So I just wanted to give you guys an update. Again, if you want to see the earlier video, It's on Substack. I have limitations as to what I can publish depending on the length of time, and it is really an ordeal. Like, I have to go through some hoops to upload from what I record on my screen to Spotify. Sometimes I have to upload it to YouTube first. It's just a bit of a process. But listen, if you like what you hear, you like what you see, please give me a like, share. This is the most raw podcast you'll ever hear. And I just started doing video podcasts. And again, I can apologize. Oh, look at this. I can apologize, you know, until the cows come home. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't have a fancy setup here. This is a bootleg setup. And it is what it is. But let's just go over here. We have a new video from the Beach Murders. Remember, I was just talking about that.
The Suffolk County Police Department released new video that shows a Gilgo Beach homicide victim just before she disappeared.
This is one of the 11.
The video shows Megan Waterman in the lobby of the Holiday Inn Express in Hopog. This was between June 4th and June 6th, 2010. Now, police believe after she left the hotel, she went to meet with her killer. Waterman, wearing a yellow sweater, arrives and then leaves the hotel. Her remains were found 6 months later. Authorities say they released this video to try and help solve the killings of Waterman and 10 other people. Their remains discovered in the Gilgo Beach area beginning in December 2010. And police announced they raised a reward for information leading to the killer to $50,000.
11 years. They are going on 11 years and they still have not found the murderer. And isn't it funny that I just mentioned this today? I just mentioned this in my earlier episode, how there's so much hoopla and there's so much sensationalism when it comes to, like, you know, mass murderers and all this stuff. And with the shooting, I was just saying that on that earlier episode and how, like, things are just swept under the rug. I can't even speak today. All right, people, that's it. We'll find out what happens again in the days and weeks to come. I appreciate you guys staying with me. This whole thing is a process. Sometimes I want to record video, sometimes I want to record just audio. Today I did both. I'm just trying to make everybody happy, right? Because I'm nice like that. All right, peace out. I'll see you guys later. What is it going to be, day 4 of Holy Week? It's going to be day 3 or day 4. Who cares? I'll be back when I can.